Liz Cheney ashamed Republicans question FBI's credibility after Mar-a-Lago raid. By Wendell Hasebo on August 11, 2022. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, said Thursday she is ashamed that Republicans are questioning the FBI's credibility after it raided former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. I have been ashamed to hear members of my party attacking the integrity of the FBI agents involved with the recent Mar-a-Lago search, she claimed. These are sickening comments that put the lives of patriotic public servants at risk. Cheney's remarks follow multiple investigations into Trump, including the Russia hoax and two impeachment trials. Before that, the FBI looked the other way in 2016 regarding Hillary Clinton's 33,000 acid-washed emails. After Monday's raid of Mar-a-Lago, many Republicans have questioned the FBI's credibility. Longtime Cheney foe and anti-globalist foreign policy wonk Senator Rand Paul, RKY, has slammed the FBI's raid as outrageous and unjust. The FBI raid on President Trump was approved by the director Ray, who also claimed that the illegal FISA warrants used to spy on Trump were constitutional, Paul tweeted. Today's raid is outrageous and unjust, but predictable. After years where FBI agents were found to be acting on political motivation during our administration, the appearance of continued partisanship by the Justice Department must be addressed, former Vice President Mike Pence wrote. We've never been a country where people who take power, like becoming president, now use that power to persecute their past or future political opponent, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, stated in a video. We've never seen that, until tonight. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, has called for Garland's impeachment over the raid. At a minimum, Garland must resign or be impeached. The search warrant must be published. Christopher Wray must be removed. And the FBI reformed top to bottom, he said. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, told CBS News the raid impacts the credibility of the FBI. It has to be something of incredible magnitude for, at least, my side of the aisle to say that was warranted, Scott said. Without that, we're going to find ourselves in a very big mess as it relates to the credibility of the FBI. As opposed to rushing to judgment, the most important thing we can do is let it play out. Cheney is running for re-election against Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman in the August 16 primary. Cheney's seeming support of the FBI's raid against Trump is consistent with her broader focus on fighting Trump. Trump's endorsed candidate, Hageman, is leading in the primary polls among Republicans by 57 points. Brian Harnish, the director of the University of Wyoming's Wyoming Survey and Analysis Center, WISAC, stated on Thursday. Cheney has received a large amount of cash and support from outside the state, establishment donors looking to save her from defeat. Cheney has outraised the challenger by nearly 3-1. Yet Hageman has done very well with Wyoming voters, who have donated more than $1.2 million, more than four times as much as Wyoming voters have donated to Cheney, Vec data shows. Hageman told Breitbart News that Cheney's alliance with the establishment uniparty has politically damaged her in Wyoming. Liz Cheney has lost Wyoming. Liz Cheney doesn't live in Wyoming. She doesn't represent us, Hageman said. She doesn't represent our values. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.